A lot of people like H. Pearl Davis, or Pearl as she's known online, because she opposes feminism. But in the past few weeks, her behavior in interviews has shown she doesn't hate feminism. Pearl just hates women. She believes, or at least she gives the impression she believes, that women are always inferior to men, and women are uniquely the source of society's problems. I'm going to start with the most blatant and possibly blasphemous example of this, involving what Pearl said about the Blessed Virgin Mary.
But I've recently started reconsidering Catholicism, and the reason being is that, and I'd like to say this is not definitive, I've noticed patterns in society and in history. And one pattern I've noticed is that we tend to elevate women higher than they should be and say they're more special and awesome than they are. And recently I've had the thought, wondering if the Catholic Church did that with Mary. But I'm not sure. So I still go to Catholic Church now, but it's kind of, I can't really get that thought out of my mind recently.
Wow. You have to have a really deep contempt for women if you can't praise Mary as the most honored of God's creatures because Mary is a woman. That's as vile as saying you can't be Christian because Jesus is ethnically Jewish and you don't want to praise somebody who's Jewish. God's grace is given freely to all, which means the social categories of this world do not change the dignity of those who dwell in the body of Christ. That's why St. Paul said in Galatians 3:28, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God, through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Pearl also doubled down on her claims about women's inferiority by telling the Daily Wire's Andrew Klavan that men are better than women at literally everything.
You started out kind of saying men do everything better than women, and
I think that's
just not true in my experience. I mean, which is
same one thing.
What's that? They make homes and they raise children and they mother children better than men do.
Well, then why don't single mother homes fare better than single father homes?
Well, it depends, because if you are missing a father and you are a boy, you are missing an essential element to your manhood. And
why
I don't think
women are also more likely to abuse children.
But women are around children so much more.
But it's funny. It's funny because whenever I say anything that makes women look bad, the gut reaction is always to offer an excuse.
First, there are some things women are better than men at. For example, women are better at remembering words and verbal information, specifically what someone said in a conversation. This happens all the time to me. I'll come home after seeing a friend and my wife will ask me, "What'd you guys talk about?" I'll give a general answer, but I'll struggle to remember all of the specific subjects we discussed. Whereas when my wife comes home from hanging out with friends, she perfectly remembers each of the topics that were discussed. Also, women are better than men at not committing violent crimes, since 80% of those arrested for committing violent crimes are men. When Pearl refuses to say women are better than men at anything, she's acting just like a radical feminist who refuses to say men are better than women at least some things.
You name whatever comes to mind, things men are naturally better at than women. I mean, certainly it must be something men are just have a knack for.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Both views are equally erroneous. Men and women have different strengths and different weaknesses, which is why God made men and women complementary with one another, to help one another. And you can really help me by clicking that subscribe button, by the way. Second, Pearl's claim that women abuse children more than men stems from a failure to understand per capita rates versus overall rates of abuse, a point Klavan perfectly zeroed in on and Pearl hand-waved away as an excuse. There are about 450,000 perpetrators of child abuse in the U.S. each year, and 233,000 of them are women, about 52%. So even from an absolute numbers perspective, women are only barely more likely to abuse children. So to simply say they are more likely to abuse children is grossly misleading. However, as Klavan noted, women are around children much more. So it's not surprising there will be higher numbers of female abusers. 69% of children live in a two-parent home, and women are four times more likely to be raising children at home than men. 23% of children live with a single mother, and only 4% live with a single father. So men only make up a small fraction of child care providers, but they commit nearly half of all child abuse, which refutes Pearl's claim that men are somehow a safer bet to be around children than women. In fact, children whose mothers have live-in boyfriends are 20 times more likely to be abused, but no similar statistics exist on abuse rates from a father's live-in girlfriend. The reason children tend to do better with single fathers as opposed to single mothers is that single fathers tend to make more money and have more economic stability, which leads to less stress in the household. But when these economic factors are controlled for, the outcome between the two groups tends to be equal. Are there many cases of women abusing children? Yes. But using examples of some bad women to say all women are bad is the classic way bigots argue. It's the same as saying some minorities are bad, therefore all minorities are bad. Or as some radical feminists claim, some men are bad, therefore all men are bad. It's the same bad argument. I do want to head off a possible objection. Some people may say that Pearl is just being a faithful Catholic because St. Thomas Aquinas allegedly said the female is, as it were, a defective male. Even if Aquinas meant this in a universal sense, that doesn't matter because not everything a saint said, even one as eminent as Aquinas, is infallible. But Aquinas was not talking about women in general when he said that. Aquinas' knowledge of biology was incomplete and inherited from the Greek philosopher Aristotle, who he held in high esteem. For example, Aquinas believed that ensoulment took place weeks after conception because he believed, following Aristotle, that the humanity of a child in the womb is actualized later, after the fetus goes through the vegetative and animal stages of development. The Catholic philosopher William May says, "St. Thomas, were he alive today and cognizant of the biological evidence known today, would not hesitate in concluding that the body that comes to be when fertilization is completed is indubitably a human body, and hence that its organizing and vivifying principle can only be a human soul, an intellectual or spiritual soul." Likewise, Aquinas had an incorrect view of female development because he had an incorrect view of human biology. Aquinas thought that in human reproduction, the semen contributed the majority of the reproductive power, and the woman's menstrual blood only contributed a small amount to reproduction. The role of the human sperm and the human egg would not be known for hundreds of years after Aquinas' time. So Aquinas thought, following Aristotle, that the semen tried to dominate the menstrual blood and create a male like itself. But half the time, the semen was too weak to do this, and the menstrual blood won out, causing a female to be developed. So when he says the female is, as it were, a defective male, as some translations render it, he does not mean females are generally defective. He can't mean that, since God directly made Eve, and God doesn't make defective things. Concerning the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Angels did not reverence men until Gabriel's announcement to Mary." He writes, "It was not fitting that the angel should show reverence to man until someone should be found in human nature who exceeded the angels, and this was the Blessed Virgin." You can see what Aquinas meant and its origin in mistaken biology in this part of the Summa Theologia. "As regards the individual nature, woman is defective and misbegotten, for the active force in the male seed tends to the production of a perfect likeness in the masculine sex, while the production of woman comes from defect in the active force, or from some material indisposition, or even from some external influence, such as that of a south wind, which is moist, as the philosopher observes. On the other hand, as regards human nature in general, woman is not misbegotten, but is included in nature's intention as directed to the work of generation. Now, the general intention of nature depends on God, who is the universal author of nature. Therefore, in producing nature, God formed not only the male, but also the female. So Aquinas was wrong about human development, but nobody's perfect. And Aquinas did hold to views of women that are probably more culturally conditioned than universally true or backed up by empirical evidence. And when we look at the empirical evidence, by the way, this is another example of how Pearl shows her unique contempt for women. She looks at the evidence for different bad things, but only applies that evidence to women. For example, recently on the Michael Knowles show, Pearl criticized women for being overweight and saying this is a reason that guys shouldn't marry women.
It would greatly restrict divorce broadly.
Yeah, but I think until you do that, you're going to have a hard time getting men to sign up, you know, until women get in shape. Sure. You know, if 70% of women are overweight, that's not a great sell to men.
But okay, so
yeah, you know, 80% of women gain 20 pounds in the first 5 years of marriage.
I don't know where Pearl gets her statistics from, but the obesity epidemic is not unique to women. Lots of men are also overweight. According to the National Institute for Health, men are more likely to be overweight or obese than women, and women are more likely to be severely obese than men. Although I'm skeptical if it says 81% of women and 84% of men are overweight, this might be using flawed measurements based on body mass index or BMI. But the point is that obesity is not a uniquely female problem, at least in America or the West. Studies show that in developed countries, men are more likely to be overweight than women, whereas in poor or undeveloped countries, women are the ones who are more likely to be overweight. As for the gaining weight study that I think Pearl is alluding to, yes, women do gain weight at the beginning of marriage, especially if they, you know, have babies. And men gain weight after they get divorced. But the results in that study were primarily for people who marry or divorce in their 30s, which would be an argument for earlier marriage. Also, if anything, this would show that marriage helps men at the expense of women. But only a radical feminist would phrase it so crudely, just as a misogynistic red pillar might say that marriage helps women at the expense of men. Both are wrong. Marriage overall is good for men and women because, shocker, God made marriage for humans to thrive and flourish. St. Paul does desire that everyone be celibate like him to glorify God, but he also affirms the goodness of marriage and he encourages it. Finally, Pearl causes the most harm when she peddles a hopeless mentality about women. The idea that women are all basically untrustworthy and men should not waste their time marrying them. Although this is inconsistent with her claim that women should not be feminists, but they should be married and at home, which is something Pearl has not done yet. Here's Pearl telling Michael Knowles that paternity tests should be mandatory at birth to expose when women lie about cheating and who the father of the child is. And I love Michael's response.
There should be mandatory DNA testing at birth. No. I don't know why you, okay.
Because it's calling my wife a whore to do that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Why?
Pearl especially pushes a hopeless message when it comes to women who have made bad decisions in their life. She recently pushed back against an OnlyFans performer who came out and said that she's deleting her pornographic OnlyFans account and becoming Christian. This is what Pearl said to that.
Why don't we support a woman giving her life to God? Now, this is where I say I see so much S-I-M-P-I-N-G simping in the conservative movement. Because everybody is praising this as a W. Everybody's saying this is a win. This girl has changed. Rejoice, rejoice. But out of every 10 people that say they're changing or try to change, maybe one or two actually makes it.
Now, some of what Pearl said, a kernel of it, is true in her reply. Like the idea that we should be wary of what people say about their conversions, especially if they have a public platform, because not everyone is genuine. In my episode on celebrity conversions, I said something similar. So I understand not being gullible when this happens. But I also said that we should practice the policy of trust but verify. And we should have an overall attitude of rejoicing. We just shouldn't be gullible. Pearl, however, makes it seem like women who have done pornography or have been unmarried mothers, there's no real sense of rejoicing at all, even in a measured way. These people are unredeemable in her eyes, and men should always avoid relationships with them.
And this is why in church, a lot of times you see men that don't know better, marry single mothers, ex-corn stars, etc., etc., only to have many of those women, after a couple of months or years, or whenever the attention wears off, go back to the exact habits that they started with.
But while Pearl treats certain women like damaged goods because of their mistakes, she makes excuses for men to do things even like cheating because she says, well, that's just what high-value men do.
Why did he cheat? And a lot of times, instead of looking at where the men are coming from and asking yourself the question, how did I contribute to this? We want to just put it on the men. Did you gain a bunch of weight? Have you been nagging him 24/7? Men act like this is the most unforgivable thing, that he is the ultimate bad guy, the ultimate demon if he does this. I'm sorry, sometimes you contributed to it. And women take no accountability for that.
We should just let these men cheat in peace. I'm serious. He's rich and famous. What do you expect?
Again, I just think life's about choices and trade-offs. And like, men, I just think, are biologically predispositioned to sleep with a lot of women.
The men who are over 6 foot tall are statistically 38% more likely to cheat, which is presumably just down to the opportunity. Okay. So it's like, if we're going after the guys with all of these qualities, like, do you think we should maybe expect it on some level?
I've seen some accounts on X saying that they're glad this particular woman did not convert to their denomination because they did not want that kind of trash in their church. Wow. That's just like, remember when Jesus told those prostitutes to not talk to him because he didn't want damaged goods in the kingdom of God? Of course not. It's amazing the un-Christ-like behavior some people manifest when the faith becomes a convenient costume and their heart really belongs to the world, or at least the online world. And that's what I often see with Pearl and her followers. Finally, what's saddest to me is that the men who are most devoted to Pearl, the ones who most enjoy her content, they're just making themselves more and more miserable. Nobody found happiness by just sitting at a computer complaining with other miserable anonymous people about how a certain group is making life hard for them. If you or someone you know is one of those miserable people, tell them or yourself, log off, touch some grass, go sit in the presence of God at church. Ask God to take away that addictive anger and replace it with his peace. It's the only thing that can give us joy in a sinful world. The love of God is the only thing that truly allows us to be holy and to be kind to others in the face of terrible evils, no matter which sex commits them, because God loves men and women. After all, he made us male and female, so we could create new little persons with immortal souls and get them and each other to heaven. That's not easy, but it's something worth fighting for, since the bitter people offering the red pill have nothing better to offer that satisfies the deepest longings of the human spirit. Thank you guys very much, and I hope you have a very blessed day.